Lads, what are you having?
Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Pub Football Podcast. And on this episode, we will be talking about the up-and-coming weekend's games.
Better.
And to kick us off, we're going to start with the Saturday's 12:30 game, Manchester United versus Tottenham Hotspur.
As it builds, is United at home?
Yes.
0-0.
0-0. United park the bus at home.
Yeah.
Really?
Nah.
No?
3-1 Tottenham.
3-1 Tottenham.
I'm being optimistic.
Harry Kane scores all four.
That's amazing maths, you fucktard. No. Lukaku comes out of his shell and scores against a big club. Man United, Nick, 2-1
Man United win. Man United win.
2-1.
Man United win, 2-1. Mourinho bounces back from the defeat at Huddersfield to overcome a confident Tottenham team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Tottenham out of their comfort zone now, out of Wembley.
Yeah, bouncing out.
Yeah, obviously we're not talking about the Caribou Cup.
That's the point.
There's not a lot of point until you get to the final.
Exactly.
Right, at the 3 o'clock kickoffs then, we have Crystal Palace versus West Ham United, West Brom versus Manchester City, Liverpool versus Huddersfield, Watford versus Stoke City, Arsenal versus Swansea City, and Bournemouth versus Chelsea.
I will not be putting my money on any of them.
Palace versus West Ham.
Palace.
Bilic is going to be sacked, isn't he?
If he loses that game, he will be sacked.
West Brom City, City win, you imagine, yeah.
2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
Really?
At the Hawthorns?
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon they'll be, yeah, they'll be ragged as fuck, mate.
Nah, 4-0 City.
Cool, all right.
Liverpool, Huddersfield, and Anfield.
At Anfield.
Huddersfield will be overcome with Anfield crowd, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
2-0 win.
No, Huddersfield will, fucking hell, Huddersfield will score.
Yeah.
If they manage to score against United. 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah, why not?
Watford Stoke. Watford, isn't it?
Yeah, all day.
Watford at home.
Yeah, Watford.
Bye bye, Hughes.
No, they're not going to sack Hughes. Get off of that bandwagon.
He'd be bottom two if he loses this.
Yeah, but they're not going to sack him.
No?
No.
Arsenal Swansea City.
I'm going to have to go Arsenal.
At the Emirates.
I'll go Arsenal.
Tammy Abraham.
It'll get a goal.
Score 2-1.
Yeah, probably 3-1.
Bournemouth, Chelsea away on the south coast at Bournemouth.
Just nah.
Chelsea win 3-0. Puts Eddie Howe in trouble. He's bottom three at the moment.
Yeah, I can't see him getting anything out of it.
No.
No.
Eddie Howe getting sacked?
No.
Nah.
Leave him alone.
Bottom three, though.
Leave the British managers alone.
Some of them deserve to go, though, don't they? To be honest. Right, Sunday night games. Sunday afternoon, rather. 1:30, Brighton versus Southampton. South Coast Derby. First one in a few years.
1-1.
1-1. Few red cards or not big enough yet?
It's not heated, mate. 1-1.
It's not a Portsmouth one, is it?
No.
It's not a Portsmouth one. 1-1. The 4 o'clock kickoff, it will be Leicester versus Everton. Both managerless.
Ooh, Super Sunday.
Yeah. Battle of the assistants.
I fancy Leicester for that.
Leicester, Everton come out against Unsworth.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Cool, that puts Everton in trouble, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, just a bit. Monday night. There's a Monday night game.
Yay!
Burnley versus Newcastle. 8 o'clock kickoff.
What a blinder. Burnley-Newcastle.
Burnley are at home.
Dyche,
Benitez 1-0.
I'm gonna go draw again. I can see this weekend being a real fucking drag.
What for results?
Yeah.
Yeah. No outstanders there.
I don't think so. I think there's gonna be a couple of 1-1 draws, a couple of 2-2 draws. Someone sneaks a 2-1, 3-2 win or something.
No surprises in that bag?
Nah, I think so.
No.
Not out of the blue. Probably the only surprise would be if Tottenham beat United.
Yeah. Would that be a surprise though?
Shut up.
Well, United have been playing. I don't think it would be. Tottenham are on a bit of a form now, and they overtake them, they'll go to second, Tottenham.
Yeah. Don't like that. No, we'll see. We'll report in next week.
Right, last week's games then. Who would your five-a-side be out of the winners?
Out of the winners?
Who impressed you? Would you put in a five-a-side team?
I'd put Pope in goal.
Pope from Burnley?
Yeah. I think he done really well against City. Five side probably Otamendi from City.
Yeah, scored a goal.
Bit of a soft one, but even still, he done well. I'm not going to even try and pick a team without putting De Bruyne in it. Tammy Abraham up top.
Tammy. As long as he didn't win,
I don't care. He still goes in my team. I think he's quality. What's that, 4?
Yeah.
One more.
Pope, Otamendi, De Bruyne and Abraham.
I need another midfielder. I will go as far as... I'll put Sanchez in the middle with De Bruyne.
Sanchez. Arsenal Sanchez.
Alexis Sanchez.
I think if I start from the front, I'll probably go Batshuayi.
Okay, yeah, that's a given.
Batshuayi up top. Probably, I would have said Pope again. Probably in goal, because he did do really well against...
I think he had a really good game.
He done really well against Man City. Probably Dele Alli and De Bruyne.
You can't miss De Bruyne at the moment.
And then at the back, I would have gone one of the Brighton defenders, Dunk or Duffy.
Okay. You got a thing for the Dunk or Duffy, didn't you?
Well, clean sheet.
It sounds like Dunkin' Donut.
Never had one.
Alright.
Yeah, I would have gone for Dunk, I think.
Oh.
Not a bad team.
Alright, bollocks. No.
Not a bad team.
Overall.
Yeah, no outstandings for this weekend then.
No, this is going to be a pretty...
Especially after a Caribou Cup weekend. Yeah. Week.
No. It's going to be a pretty...
Most teams involved.
Open and shut case.
Open and shut. On and off. TV on. TV.
It won't be anything exciting this week.
Caribou Cup, you got Swansea United, Bournemouth, Middlesbrough.
Oof.
Arsenal, Norwich, Chelsea, Everton, Bristol City, Palace. They could do without that.
Sadly, there's going to be a few. There might be upsets in that.
Leicester, Leeds, City, yeah. Wolves.
There'll be some upsets in that.
Tottenham, West Ham. I think Tottenham have probably got the roughest one.
There'll be upsets in that.
So I'm guessing United will come out on top against Tottenham.
Yeah. We'll see.
Chelsea Everton though.
Yeah, there's some tasty games in there.
Yeah.
But I don't see...
None of them affects in the weekend's games.
Nah. Big enough squads these days.
No. So to end this then, it's been a weekend of sackings, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Sack full of them. I mean, even got to Bilic yet.
Not even got to Bilic yet, no. Or Hughes.
But leave Hughes alone.
Or Howe.
No, he's not going anywhere. He's not going before Wenger does.
And yeah, Wenger survives another week without getting picked on. Arsenal not even been spoken about properly this weekend, have they?
Nah, that's what breezed over them.
Done all right.
Got their win. Don't need to talk about them.
Right. On that note, ended on an Arsenal note. On that note,
what an arse. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. Pub Football.
We say goodnight.
Bye-bye.